Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This morning, we are waking up to Code Orange air quality issues. I'll show you who has it worst and when it finally moves out.
The air pollution that's caused by these wildfires is essentially rolling back years of improvement.
Yeah, that smoke from Canadian wildfires may be doing more than just affecting our health. The damage, an expert from UNC says it is doing to the environment long term.
Two people are in custody after a stolen pickup truck crashed in Durham. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there at the scene.
And the search for Wake County's public schools' next superintendent is coming to an end. Just ahead, I'll explain how a vote today could help seal the deal.
A lot of news to get to on your Tuesday morning as we try to bring the sunshine to these hazy skies. Yeah, we didn't plan this. Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Pulling it off, though.
There you go.
I think so, right? As we get started today, we've had a number of, you know, suffocating hot days out there. This will be that differently, though, and these are the reasons. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center with the air quality.
Yeah, let's take a look at our number. We have the number is 136, 150 is code red, but we'll likely see those numbers dropping as we get through the afternoon and overnight tonight. We'll likely stay at orange today, but drop to yellow tomorrow and stay that way for a while. Of course, this covers our entire viewing area of code orange. That means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. And of course, we've been through this a number of times. We've so far seen 10 code orange air quality days. So it's the very young, the elderly, anyone with respiratory issues. You don't want to overdo it outside today. This is a look at our current map and what our air quality is looking like. Most of us are under code orange right now, but just to the north and east of the triangle, we're looking at code yellow. That's going to be Halifax County, Northampton County, Edgecombe County, and then part of Moore County is actually under the code red. You can see we'll zoom in a little more closely. Widen the view out, and there's plenty of smoke that's affecting the country, especially up to our north and east. Right now, 70 degrees. You can see that smoky haze in the air as that sun's coming up. It looks like we just have gray skies, but it's a lot of smoke in the atmosphere. Our 2.68, and that's on the higher side. Our temperatures this morning are anywhere from the mid-60s in Southern Pines and Roxboro to around 70 in the Triangle and 73 degrees in Fayetteville. It's going to be a hot day today. So not only do we have the smoke in the atmosphere, but we'll see a hot high of 95 with a heat index into the triple digits. We'll see several days in a row with triple digit heat indices and the potential for some severe storms, too. We'll walk through all of that coming up. Brian?
It is 6:02 right now, and as we take a look around the triangle with our live traffic map here, just one problem showing up, a report of a crash with injuries in South Raleigh on 40 westbound right around Gorman Street. Sensors are not showing any delays, and as we take a look at that live camera, the DOT has not turned the camera back toward Gorman Street, but we're not seeing any big backups right now. According to sensors from 440 out to US 1, that trip on 40 westbound is delay-free. We'll have another live update of weather and traffic coming up in about 10 minutes.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Durham County, where state troopers say that a stolen car has been recovered and Person County deputies have two people in custody. Authorities say that the pickup truck you see there swerved off the road and then crashed into some woods right off of Snow Hill Road. No injuries were reported, and right now we're still working with Person County deputies to learn more about what led up to this crash. In Durham County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
As Elizabeth was telling us, the smoky haze is back in our area from the Canadian wildfires. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live now at Fred Fletcher Park in Raleigh. Kelsey, how hazy is it where you are now that the sun is coming up?
I can definitely see some more haze than what I did a little bit earlier this morning at 4:30 and 5 o'clock. And, of course, all of this is a result of those massive wildfires out in Canada. And we're under that code orange. And just like how Elizabeth mentioned earlier, that means that this air quality isn't healthy for sensitive groups like children, the elderly, and people who have conditions that impact their lungs. We'll show you video now of the wildfires just spreading across Canada. More than 900 fires are burning in the country right now. Two-thirds are burning out of control. This has been a problem for weeks with the smoke from those fires sweeping across the U.S.
The air pollution that's caused by these wildfires is essentially rolling back years of improvement that we've made in North Carolina in improving our air quality.
That was environmental expert Dr. William Vizuete with UNC. He says that this level of exposure also has some serious health implications. He says if you're a part of those sensitive groups, if you're continually being exposed to this poor air quality at this high of a frequency, it could cause some long-term chronic illnesses. So be careful out there if you're a part of those sensitive groups, or watch out for the ones that are. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after a man was found shot to death in that crashed car on Western Boulevard. Officers responded to the crash near Varsity Drive just before 5:30 yesterday. It's right across from the NC State campus and very near our WRL studios. Police say they found a man in one of the cars who had been shot, and he died at the scene. It's not clear when the shooting happened, and officers have not released his name. Western Boulevard has since reopened.
Today, North Carolina's largest school system will get a new leader. The Wake County School Board plans to choose the person it believes is the best fit to be superintendent. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning with what we can expect. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Right now, we are outside of Wake County Public Schools headquarters, where later this afternoon, school board leaders will meet for their regular meeting. But we know this isn't just any meeting. Superintendent Kati Moore, who announced her retirement earlier this year, will kick things off with an update on the search for the district's next leader. The school board and members will meet to consider a permanent contract today for a new superintendent. That's all according to the board's agenda. The board held two rounds of interviews for candidates in June. Last week, a spokesperson confirmed to WRAL the board did not plan any more interviews. This spring, the school board decided not to reveal applicant names until they selected a final candidate. The board believed they would attract more candidates this way. So by the end of the meeting today, the school board will vote on a new superintendent. And if the board approves, it's still unclear when the exact hire date will be. The meeting begins at 5:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Cary.
New this morning, explosions shake the city of Odessa in southern Ukraine. Journalists on the ground saw at least four explosions and strings of anti-aircraft fire. A spokesperson for Ukraine's military says the air defense was repelling a Russian air attack. This comes 24 hours after the attack on the bridge between Crimea and Russia, a vital supply line for Russia's war efforts. Vladimir Putin said there would be retaliation against Ukraine for that attack.
A man's body was found behind a home in Fayetteville, and police are now investigating his death as a homicide. Officers responded yesterday morning to a report of shots fired at a home on Dallas Street. They later found a man shot to death behind a home on nearby Center Street. Police have not shared the man's name or if they've made any arrests.
Wake County is investing hundreds of thousands of dollars to help protect first responders. $250,000 will be used to buy bulletproof vests and helmets for firefighters, while another $655,000 will go towards extra protection for EMS workers. The money is coming from the recently passed county budget. Expect to see first responders begin wearing this new gear as early as next fall.
A worker is recovering after being hurt on the job at a facility owned by the semiconductor manufacturer Wolfspeed. It happened at the Durham campus on Silicon Drive. Wolfspeed tells WRAL the worker was a contractor and was seriously hurt yesterday morning. The company stopped construction and an investigation is underway. Officials did not say if work would resume today. The Cumberland County Board of Elections will swear in its new members today. You're invited to watch the special ceremony. It's happening at the Board of Elections office on Fountainhead Lane. Irene Grimes, James Baker, Linda DeVore, Derek Edmonds, and Billy R. King will take their oaths of office. The ceremony begins at noon. The Powerball jackpot is out of the hundreds of millions and now into the billion. For the 38th drawing in a row, no one scored the top prize. Now it's over $1 billion for just the third time ever.
And how about this, Renee? A culinary craze taking over social media is girl dinner. What it is and why it's so popular with women all across the country.
And of course, we have a code orange air quality alert for today. That means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. We'll go over again what that means and when our air quality should improve.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
611 air quality, code orange for today for the entire viewing area. That means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups to be spending a lot of time outside, especially during the afternoon. Of course, sensitive groups are going to be the very young, the elderly, or anybody with respiratory issues. We should see some improvement in this tomorrow. I'll show you the shift in our wind and when that will happen to start to push some of the smoke out of here. But boy, a very hazy start to the day today. 69 in Wilson, it's 70 in Durham, and 73 in Fayetteville. So lots of haze in the atmosphere as our sun is coming up. So expect that smoky haze to be with us this morning and really through the afternoon. 74, our high temperature for it today. Walking the dog, just, you know, take it easy. You can still get out there and get those things done that you need to do. We'll see 95 this afternoon with a heat index in the triple digits.
612 right now, and I'm still watching this crash in the south part of Raleigh, report of a crash at least, on 40 westbound right around Gorman Street. Just checked with Raleigh 911. It's still an active call, but I'm not seeing any evidence that it's really slowing down traffic. Just a heads up, you could see some flashing lights over there. You need to move over at least one lane to give them some room to work. Take a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now. All clear coming in from the Cleveland community through Garner on 40 westbound. It's a smooth ride all the way out toward the Beltline. And if you're coming in from Durham on 40 eastbound from 885 to Wade Avenue. No delays, Jeff.
Story we're following here, Brian. Just terrible tragedy here this morning. The search is intensifying for two children who were swept away by flooding in Pennsylvania. 2-year-old Maddie Shiles and 9-month-old brother Conrad is his name. They were torn from their family in fierce flood water Saturday. The family was just visiting the area from South Carolina. The kid's mother is among the five people who died in that flooding. The relentless rain caused floodwaters to rise so quickly the drivers were just caught up in it.
These people did not drive into high water. They were caught. This was a flash flood.
And the children's grandmother and another sibling were able to survive the flood along with their mother's fiance.
A Rocky Mount business says someone is stealing its checks from inside a post office. The business owner says nearly $100,000 have been stolen since January. Those checks were put in envelopes and dropped off at the West Ridge post office. This follows another incident in April when WRL reported on a Rocky Mount church that mailed a check from the post office only to have someone change the amount to $15,000 and cash it illegally. Some business owners say they no longer trust this post office.
We're just tired. We're tired of having to open and close our bank accounts.
The U.S. Postal Inspector's Office says it is looking into the case.
Have you heard of this? Girl dinner? It is a thing, and it's a culinary craze taking over social media. Women all across the country are posting their dinners on TikTok and building an appetite for this trend. WRL's Ken Smith is here with why it's catching on so quickly, Ken.
Yeah, Jeff, we'll be talking about this all day today. We're talking about women with a night to themselves, no kids, no roommates, no partners, and when it comes to dinner, they're keeping it simple and guilt-free. So let's talk about this craze a little bit. It could be a charcuterie board, cookies, throwing a glass of wine, your beverage of choice, some fruit, even just nuggets, mac and cheese, you name it. No rules, just a pile of snacks arranged on a plate. It's being posted to TikTok by women all across the country. That's what Girl Dinner is all about. TikTok reporting this trend has more than 30 million views. The Today Show's Jenna Bush Hager talked with the woman who started it all.
Literally standing at my counter, hair's a mess, eating cheese and grapes. And I was like, I cannot be the only person that does this. You know, whose boyfriend isn't home. And so they're eating like a little mouse meal. I posted it immediately. I was so excited to watch women gather behind it.
Yeah, no muss, no fuss, quick meal that involves no cooking and very little cleanup. So let me know about your girl dinner. Hit me up on my WRL Facebook page. Of course, you can join the conversation on the Today Show after our morning news. You'll hear more from the woman who started this culinary trend and why she believes it's so popular. And I think, Jeff, it's just a community of women with like minds taking care of themselves and, I mean, doing it their way.
Exactly. And do what they want. Right. I have girls in my house.
Right.
It's always girl dinner in my house. And I'm the one who cooks. So when they're not around and it's guy dinner, you know, I might cut corners, but I don't skip out on some of the nutritious things that you should probably include in that.
Yeah, so we can do this too, Jeff.
We can do it.
Absolutely.
Two big names in English soccer are in the triangle. Chelsea and Wrexham are having an open training tonight at Wakefield Soccer Park ahead of their game tomorrow night at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. Wrexham's training session is set to start at 5. Chelsea will start around 6:30. Tickets are still available and start at $15. Now, word is actors Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, who own Wrexham, are expected to be in town. Wrexham competed at the soccer tournament in Kerry last month. You can learn more on WRLSportsFan.com.
Now, it's an exhibition match for these two teams, but there will be some heavy air out there for them. These are professional athletes, and it's going to be tough to breathe in these temperatures. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, also with the weather alert, right?
Fortunately, by tomorrow, our smoke should be a lot less dense than it is for today. Right now, we're looking at 136, 150 puts us at red. So we're sitting solidly at code orange. We'll hold it in code orange. 99 puts us back to yellow. So that should be dropping as we get through the day today. We'll likely stay at code orange for most of the day, and that means it's unhealthy for sensitive groups. So that would be young children, the elderly, or anyone with respiratory issues. We should see this diminishing by tomorrow because we're going to see our wind starting to come out of the south, starting to push some of that smoke back to the north. Back to our west, around Winston-Salem, Greensboro, down towards Charlotte, we have code red conditions right now. Most of our viewing area is orange, except north and east of the triangle, parts of Nash County, Edgecombe County, up around Halifax and Northampton County is yellow. And then, of course, the western part of Moore County there is in code red. Widen out the view, and you can see more code yellow and orange up to the north. And, of course, we're going to be dealing with this today until we can bump it on out of here. We take a look at our Canadian wildfires here. The smoke is in the white and sort of the yellow shaded area. Watch how that begins to diminish and lift northward overnight. That's all because of that nice shift in our wind direction. So we have code orange today. Again, folks in the sensitive group should limit any time outdoors today. But Wednesday and Thursday, we're back. So as we get into that game on Wednesday night, our air quality is going to be code yellow, which is typically what we see in the summer. We're also going to have a heat index, though, on Wednesday that's in the triple digits in the middle of the afternoon. We also have a level one risk for severe storms. So it's going to be an interesting day tomorrow, too. We have a lot of haze in the atmosphere this morning. Taking a look at Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill, you can see it everywhere. We take a look at a satellite and radar. We're watching our next chance for some thunderstorms. Those thunderstorms that are up to our north and west will fizzle before they move in here. So our chance for storms today is pretty minimal. This takes us to lunchtime and on to 5 o'clock. Maybe overnight we see an isolated shower that pops up. And then tomorrow we'll kick things off at 7 a.m. We'll see some cloud cover on and off. And in the afternoon, a few isolated showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow's coverage doesn't look huge either, but we do have that level one risk for some wind damage. Thursday, we may even see a few isolated showers in the morning. And then we have a level two risk in some of our southwestern counties for Thursday. This is a look at tomorrow. And again, from say just north of Fayetteville northward, we have the potential for some damaging wind tomorrow. And then our level one risk is for the Triangle area. And then down around the Sand Hills, it's a level two risk for Thursday. So we have all of that still coming. We take a look at the tropics. And out here we have tropical storm Dawn. It's back up to a tropical storm strength. It has 40 mile per hour winds, likely to remain a tropical storm into the weekend and turning northward into the Atlantic. Still doesn't look like it's going to affect land, but it's sort of interesting that it's redeveloped. 95 today. We'll see 95 on Friday, upper 90s in between. The heat index will be in the triple digits. It's possible that Thursday we'd have a heat advisory, but Brian, at least we still have 90 degrees in our forecast over the weekend. I mean, 90 is still hot, but we'll see a drop in our humidity and the intense heat. So we'll take it, I guess.
Yes, we'll have something to look forward to this weekend. 620 right now as we take a look at traffic. Just getting reports of a minor crash in the North Hills area on Six Forks Road, right around Dartmouth, just north of that 440 interchange. Not seeing big delays with that one. Also on the south side of Raleigh, we still have that active call out at 40 westbound at Gorman Street with a report of a crash with injuries. DOT has not turned that camera around there, and I'm not seeing any evidence on the camera or on the sensors of any backups through that area. You can see zero delays between 440 and US 1. But with that active call, you could see some flashing lights on the side of the road. Just want to remind you about the move over law. If you see that, scoot over at least one lane.
Brian, thanks. A new way to protect kids against RSV has pediatricians encouraged. What the new treatment entails and the questions still left to be answered about it.
Breeze Airways is unveiling another new destination from RDU, where you will soon be able to get nonstop service this fall.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Miranda Lambert's decision to scold fans during a show is stirring up some debate on social media.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Lambert stopped in the middle of a song when she saw fans taking a selfie. Look at what happened.
I'm going to stop right here for a sec, Danny. I'm sorry. These girls are worried about the selfie and not listening to the song. It's a little bit.
Now, some people are coming to her defense for calling out the fans, but others say the ladies were having fun and should not have been scolded.
So later, that group of ladies did post that photo that they took on Instagram, and they're a group of women in their 30s to 60s. So these aren't, you know, Gen Zers or millennials doing this. You know, they said they were excited to be at the concert. They wanted to take a picture of Miranda Lambert on stage behind them. You know, they said 30 seconds at most and then done. So a lot of folks saying, look, Miranda, you don't do that to fans. But of course, that's her right to say, you know, she wants to perform and she didn't want people taking pictures all the time.
If you stopped for every time somebody took a selfie, would you ever finish a song?
Probably not.
Any song.
Yeah.
And you know what they charge to go to concerts these days?
That's
you ought to
right.
be able to do whatever you want to do.
That is true. So
at least they weren't throwing
stuff
at her.
Exactly. Yeah. Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello are calling it quits. They announced yesterday that they are divorcing after 7 years. Vergara has been sharing photos on Instagram of her vacation in Italy without Joe. Just a week ago, Manganiello posted a photo wishing Vergara a happy birthday.
Yeah, but it was simply a happy birthday, Sofia. Not anything like my love or my dear or, you know, anything with some heart behind it. And she was on vacation in Italy, not just without Joe, but without her wedding ring, too.
Oh, okay. It's the end of the road for them.
Moving on.
Yeah. Your dogs can enjoy some off-leash fun at Dick's Park once again. The new and improved dog park officially opened yesterday. It was closed for months for maintenance. Small and large dogs have different areas to enjoy. Your dogs will need to be on a leash outside of the fenced-in area. There's also a water station for you and your furry friends.
The stage is set for the 2023 Women's World Cup. It kicks off Thursday night in Australia and New Zealand, and the U.S. women play their first game Friday night, 9 o'clock against Vietnam. You can catch all the action on Fox 50.
The search for Wake County Public Schools' next superintendent is coming to an end. Just ahead at 6:30, I'll explain a vote happening today that could seal the deal.
Waking up to code orange air quality alerts this morning. I'll show you when we'll start to see some improvement here.